You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions presents the DFS Lineup Lock Hour, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
Let's lock it in, DFS. Lineup lock. Cam Stewart has left the building, but I'm not riding solo. D. Tony Sincotta steps up and in to break it down. NBA, NHL. We were talking a little NFL there as well, Tony. What do you think of the Kirk Cousins to Minnesota talk right now? As I stated, Tony, the Minnesota Vikings have shown no reluctance at all to change quarterbacks. They don't care if you're doing well. They'll move on to the next guy if they think the next guy's better than you, as we've seen over the last couple of years.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm surprised about this a little bit because I think the Vikings have a lot of good young talent. And what happened in Jacksonville is they decided that, you know what? Blake Bortles, we came within one game of going to the Super Bowl with. And if we sign Kirk Cousins to a long-term contract, I'm not going to be able to sign Jalen Ramsey. I'm not going to be able to sign a couple of these other defensive players 2 years from now because of the cap hit that the quarterback will provide. So it looks like the Vikings are going to sell out and go for it for 1 year and then face salary cap hell after this.
Yeah, you know how many playoff wins Kirk Cousins has in the NFL? The same amount that you and I do combined.
Yeah, he's actually trailing Blake Bortles in that department.
Well, Blake Bortles is a playoff legend, as we saw. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, the Buffalo Bills made the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor, yet they're not. They didn't think, all right, everything's great. The Jacksonville Jaguars went further. I get it, but they very well nearly lost to the Buffalo Bills as well. They were kind of in a tough spot. It was sort of like with the coach Mularkey in with the Titans. They wanted to fire him. You know, like where it is. Oh yeah, like they basically told him, "We're going to fire you. You're done." Essentially, they make the playoffs. They win the playoff game, you know, and then it was like, oh no, like did they reluctantly like, oh God, we can't fire the guy now. But no, they did anyways.
The Jags was interesting because Bortles told his agent, sign a deal, anything they offer. I want to go back. I don't want this thing holding out. And I want to play football for the Jaguars and finish what we started. His agent told him he was worth $21 million a year in this market. And the Jaguars off at 18, and he told his agent to sign a deal.
I think Blake Bortles understands that the market is pretty limited right now, actually, you know, for the free agent quarterbacks. You know, it's not like Denver are going to be beating down Blake Bortles' door right now. But nevertheless, let's jump in and talk some NBA basketball from a DFS and betting perspective. But we'll start off DFS. Looking at the board tonight, the Chicago Bulls and the Brooklyn Nets, total 216. Detroit Pistons, Toronto Raptors, total 217.5. Golden State Warriors and the New York Knicks, total 228. Lakers and Hawks, 221.5. Common theme here, Tony. A lot of higher scoring projected games on the board tonight. Yeah. Memphis, Boston, lower one, 203.5. Orlando and Oklahoma City, 218. Phoenix and the Pelicans, 236. Pacers, Mavericks, 211. Houston Rockets and the Utah Jazz was 213. I'm surprised it's come down to 211 right now. And the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Sacramento Kings total is 216, Tony.
The Rockets might be sitting guys out tonight. Here's what I got on the Rockets. Eric Gordon is out. Clint Capella and Ryan Anderson are both questionable. So Capella and Anderson questionable. And you have Eric Gordon definitely out. We could see Tariq Black or Nene starting at center if Capella's out. The other team that's mickeying around with their roster tonight is the Chicago Bulls. Yeah. Zach LaVine will not play tonight in this one. Fred Hoiberg said Brooklyn and Chicago are separated by 1.5 game in the lottery standings, and they're choosing to sit LaVine out tonight, of course. And you also have Paul Zipser doubtful in this one. Chris Dunn should get some extra playing time, and of course David Nwaba and Valentine also could benefit with LaVine out tonight. But that's why the total dropped in that Houston game. They could have three starters out tonight.
And you know, I said earlier in the game, Tony, and I tell you what, the points right, but it's still sitting at 2 points right now, +2 with Utah. And it's only going to get worse. I like the Utah Jazz in this game. I suggest that people grab the plus two right now before word really gets out with the injuries, Tony, with the Houston Rockets, or injuries and rest, I should say, actually.
Yeah.
And I said earlier in the show, this is the hardest road trip in the NBA. It's the hardest back-to-back that you could possibly have when you play in the altitude of Denver and then you're going into Utah the next night. Or conversely, sometimes team plays in Utah and then they go to Denver the next night. But both Utah and Denver really take advantage of this situation when they're getting teams on a back-to-back playing in the respective city the night before, Tony. It's a tough spot, highest altitude in the NBA. It's the only real altitude challenges in the NBA.
You know, this is a tough game, I think, from a betting perspective, because you're basically looking at, you're betting against the NBA schedule, right, is what you're doing in
yes.
this game.
Yeah.
You're betting against a team. I mean, if you take Houston, you put Utah together.
And they won last night, Houston, too. So
yeah.
if they lost, maybe they'd come harder tonight. But, you know, coming into this, they're happy with a split. They're not going to admit it publicly, but they're happy with a split.
If we had this game, and this was the first game of the trip, I would give... I'd say Houston is an 8-point favorite on the road.
Too high. It would be 4.5, 5.
You know,
we can't forget Utah had won 11 in a row before getting drilled out after the All-Star break. The All-Star break came for a bad time for the Jazz. They were playing so well, they didn't want a break.
But if you look at the Rockets' schedule, they're dominating good teams. I mean, they're dominating every time they step on a court.
This
it's
is the
insane.
Toughest part of their schedule coming up now.
Well, that's
like
what
last
I mean.
Night
the NBA
at the Clippers. Like, this is
Denver,
they have a big road trip coming up.
Denver had been playing really well, and I thought, if anything, last night was a night Denver could take them down. That Denver got beat by 30 Houston earlier in the season, so I thought they'd be ready to go. They won by 5. Houston to Minnesota at home, 18-point win there. Against Sacramento, 9. On the road, we all remember that game. The Rockets beat the Timberwolves by 18. They beat Dallas by 7. And they beat the Nuggets by, of course, 26 the last time they play. They're playing such good basketball. And if they have Paul and Harden there tonight, but Clint Capella does a lot of the dirty work, and Eric Gordon's a shooter there, so they are missing some key components tonight.
Let's jump in and take a look at the point guard position. Russell Westbrook. Should be well-rested, Tony. Played 32 minutes. Thought that Pachulia tried to deliberately injure him, he said, after the game.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma City was unbelievable, dude. They were up 60-59. They ended up losing 112-80. Like, they were really looking good. And don't forget, they beat Golden State before. Golden State just flicked the switch. Oklahoma City couldn't hit any shots. Russell Westbrook didn't play well. 4-15, Tony. 44 DK points. But for him, you know, he had a bad game. He did have 12 rebounds and 7 assists. But him and Paul George both couldn't shoot the ball the other night.
Yep.
Is this a big bounce-back spot for Westbrook tonight against Orlando? Do you like him at 11-8?
I'll say two things. He's the best point guard tonight. By per dollar. So even though he paid $11,800, he's the best guy on the board. But Anthony Davis is the best high-priced guy. But I've got both of them in the same lineup on one of my lineups tonight. There's enough value out there that you can try it and get away with it. So I like Westbrook. If you want to go cheap tonight at the point guard situation, I'm looking at Trey Burke for the
yes!
New York Knicks. New
That's
York
who
Knicks.
I have. Hey, yeah, we're on the same page. Yes. Lighting it up. What he's got. Yeah, killing it.
He's killing it. They're going against Golden State tonight. I'm looking at Trey Burke there and other point guards that are in the discussion. D'Angelo Russell against Chicago. We talked about the Chicago injuries and resting people. They're not very good defensively as it is. Now, I like Westbrook, so I'm not going to pay for James Harden because there's similar salaries there. I think Harden's got a game in Utah where it's a slow pace. You mentioned the back-to-back games there. One other guy... There's two other guards that I would possibly play tonight. Dennis Schroeder against that L.A. backcourt at $6,800. And I like Kyle
Lowry. He's got a bad back, though. He's got a bad back.
Yeah. If they play, it's hard to go against it. But I like Kyle Lowry tonight, too. Ish Smith should not be able to cover Kyle Lowry. $7,300. I expect Lowry to get 30 minutes because this game will be close as Detroit's been scuffling and will try to pull this one out. So I like Kyle Lowry tonight at only $7,300. The price just keeps getting lower on Lowry.
Yeah, I took him the other night, and he was only 4% owned, Tony, and he cashed. He put up 44. You know, he gave me the bang for the buck, and you're right. He's kind of flying under the radar, but he's playing pretty good basketball. But it was frustrating me, man. Van Fleet's taking too many shots. The ball was in his hand a lot. It was annoying. Lowry put up 39 DK points against the Detroit Pistons. Pistons do have a hard time against good guards. I like where you're going with that. There's a couple of guys. Elfrid Payton tonight. You know, that's a big total in that game.
I put Trey Burke
in my lineup, Tony. So that's why I like the. You know, I already have the lineup made. I put a value lineup together, and Trey Burke was my guy. 84 DK points in the last two games. Going to be a high scoring game tonight with the Warriors coming to town.
That Elfrid Payton situation's interesting because I think he gets right around the point total. Him and Rajon Rondo.
It's
both
just 7,700. It's not cheap. I need.
That's the thing, problem. You know? When you look at taking Kyle Lowry at 7,300 or Elfrid Payton at 7,700, I'm like, man, this salary's too low. I'm taking Kyle Lowry.
All right, so let's take a look at the shooting guard position. What about Nwaba tonight? Looking at a value $4,900, Tony, with LaVine being out tonight too.
Yeah, I think it's an okay play, but it's not as great as it was a week ago.
And it's against Brooklyn.
He's there. I think you got a situation when you're looking at cheap there too. Jamal Crawford with the injuries that in Minnesota, Jimmy Butler at 3,800 could be a guy you could stay away with. And I like D'Angelo Russell again against that Chicago team. $6,300. You can play him at shooting guard as well. Trey Burke, you can play at point guard and shooting guard there. And one other guy, of course, we're going to jack the Lakers whenever we can. Kent Bazemore at 5,500.
All right, so speaking of the Lakers, I'm taking a look at the small forward position. Brandon Ingram is a guy that's catching my eye here tonight. That Tony against an Atlanta Hawk team, you know, buying out Ilyasova. Schroeder's got a bad back. You know, they're not a bad home team. But the Lakers are playing really good basketball right now, and specifically Randall and Ingram are playing real good basketball this evening. There really hasn't been too much of a drop-off on the road. He's pretty consistent with the numbers. $6,600. If he can get us, up to 35, I think he can. What do you make? I like Ingram tonight. I do like him tonight.
I think he's only okay. Here's the problem why, is that you look at his numbers, right? The Lakers have been playing better. You look at his numbers, though. He played 38 minutes against Sacramento. He had 35 fantasy points. He had 39 fantasy points against Dallas. Both those prices were at $6,200. So he's up to 66 now. To get six times the value, I need him to come somewhere around 42. I don't have a 42 from him since the Phoenix game on February 6th, and he had a 41 against Brooklyn. Now, Atlanta's just as bad defensively as those teams, so it can happen. I'm just saying it's not a regular occurrence.
We're talking about Russell Westbrook and Paul George struggling from the floor. Westbrook only hit four shots. Paul George only hit one shot. I remember he hit a three-point shot. 1 for 14 from the floor on Saturday night. What's your take on Paul George? $9,000 tonight.
All right. Orlando is pathetic defensively. Pathetic. That being said, the problem is there's never room for both these guys to go off in the same night. I think it gets you right around 40 fantasy points, but that $9,000 salary says pricey, I got to get to 50. Yeah, I got to get to 54. That's too many.
Yeah. Andrew Wiggins. So Butler's out right now.
Yeah.
This Bellalissa guy, what's his name?
Bajelica.
Belicia. That's it, Belicia. Bajelica, whatever. You know what we're talking about.
the guy that begins with a BJ.
Yeah. Belicia. That's it. Belicia. The guy that got punched in the face by a Flalo. He's that guy.
But there's a lot of punches that go on in the NBA.
Yeah. They're surly this year. I like it. Andrew Wiggins, obviously the usage goes up. You and I talk about Wiggins and sort of just being a scorer, but he's in a better situation right now, and they're playing against Sacramento tonight. You know, what's your take on Wiggins at 66? Like, would you prefer, you prefer Ingram or Wiggins at 66?
The last two games, right? So Jimmy Butler was up the last two games for Minnesota. Wiggins had 30 and 32 against two poor defensive teams, Chicago and Houston. Again, only four rebounds against Houston, only two against the Bulls. He had two assists in each of those games. I think he can score again. I think he can score 20-plus points, but he doesn't get anything else, so he's not going to have a big number. I would go at Ingram.
Buddy Hield this evening.
I like him tonight.
Yeah, you know, Buddy Hield is starting to put up some shots right now. He's getting more minutes as of late, right? I mean, you know, before Tony was playing, you know, 20 minutes, 21, 19, 22, et cetera. Looks like a little bit of a jump post All-Star break. 29 minutes and 31 minutes. He's responded. He's hit 8 3-point shots in his last two games. He's a good shooter, this kid. You know, he's just got to be able to get the shots. 16-30 from the field. As I mentioned, 8 of 14 from 3-point land. And what I like here, Tony, was impressive, the rebounds as well. You know, 17 rebounds in his last two basketball games. 72 DK points over the last two games. And Minnesota doesn't play much defense, considering Tom Thibodeau is their coach, to be honest.
I mean, when they traded for Buddy Hield, the owner and the GM talked like they wanted to perform fellatio on this guy. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't getting an opportunity to play. And now they've had a couple injuries. 39 and 33 points in the last two games, 29 minutes and 31 minutes. And here's the good thing. He played 31 minutes last game, and he shot 47% from the field. So it's a good number, not great. I mean, the game before that, he shot 61%. So you're saying, oh, did they only leave him in the game because he shot 61%? Well, he shot 47%. They left him in. I think they got to try to figure out what the hell they got here. And I like him tonight a lot.
He's a good player. He's one of these guys where they're sort of the Cleveland Browns of the NBA. You know what I mean? Like, if Buddy Hield was on a good team, he'd be in a better situation. But he's in a dysfunctional situation. And one thing I don't understand with Sacramento, they've just had a difficult time, Tony. And now, you know, they traded players after, but I was actually somewhat high on them in the offseason coming into this year. You know, after the Cousins trade last year, they showed something. And, you know, the young guys seemed to like each other. They were more of a unit without Cousins there. They're all scared of Cousins. And then, you know, they had a nice offseason with Randolph and George Hill. And then they just couldn't figure out a rotation. And I remember somebody who lives in Sacramento even told me, temper my expectations about them because they just seem lost in the preseason. Yeah, but as you stated, I don't understand why Buddy Hield wasn't playing 30. I mean, he's your guy. Well, why the hell wasn't he just playing more before?
It makes no sense seeing Garrett Temple out there for 30 minutes some games.
Yeah, so Buddy Hield, intriguing player here this evening. All right, we're going to take a look at the power forward position, the center position. We'll talk more guards and everything else in between. I've got some NHL notes as well for tonight, Tony.
I got a lineup, man. I'm ready to kick some ass tonight. I like the Lightning for all you betting people.
Really, you're going to lay the 70 cents?
Against your country.
Well, there's a lot of teams in Canada, Tony.
I don't know the rest.
What, the Montreal Canadiens? Ottawa Senators?
I heard of them, but they spoiled my childhood, so I try to get them out of my mind.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So you're like Patty Hearst. You don't want to talk about the past.
That's true.
All right.
Rafael Palmeiro. I got a little Rafael in me.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
DFS. I have Gabe Romoretti alongside D. Tony Sincata. Cam Stewart has left the building. We're talking NBA DFS. We'll talk some NFL DFS. Let's continue our NBA
conversation. I got a quick question about Cam Stewart. Does he own luggage? I could see him being the type of guy that throws his clothes in the rubbish bag and just takes it on the plane.
Yeah, no. And me and Cam are the same. Like, we travel basically like middle-aged men would in the 60s. I've got a gym bag.
Yeah.
Not a backpack. and not a suitcase. I've got like the old school gym bag.
I like that.
And yeah, I crank my clothes in there, put the laptop on top, put it over the overhead. No checking baggage, and never any problems with the old school gym bag.
I like that. I like that. I knew you guys were creative. One time, I bring a rubbish bag full of clothes one time to Vegas. I was
and
drunk.
If I'm really traveling, I'll do the hockey bag. You know, like, I got the old goalie bag. I just throw everything in the hockey bag.
I was drunk. I couldn't believe they let me on a plane. And the poor people that sat next to me for those 4 or 5 hours. I show up with my rubbish bag full of clothes.
That's great. He just came in with a garbage bag. He's That's awesome.
Absolutely out of my mind.
I've moved like that, Tony. I've moved like that. Like when I move, I've moved with like 32 garbage bags, and I have like a tape on them. Football jerseys, jackets.
So, you know what I mean? I don't even check in. I'm going to Treasure Island. I don't even check in. I go to the sports book, and I put $100
right
on on Tom Glavine pitching a preseason baseball game.
I tweeted out a link this morning, a story I saw, somebody sent it to me, was so now weed's legal in Vegas, right?
Oh, really?
And I believe, you didn't know that?
Oh, no.
Come on.
They should put that on the
why do you think me and Cam are going?
They should put that on the travel brochures.
Well, everyone knows, Tony, except you, evidently.
I don't keep track of each state. Like, it's always
Actually they're legalizing it in Massachusetts, actually, too. Right?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I didn't know Las Vegas. They got everything going on there, except, you know what's funny? The only thing illegal in Las Vegas is DFS.
Yeah.
Everything else is fair game.
Yeah, you can buy weed, sleep with a hooker.
Yeah.
Gamble, and drink 24 hours a day, but God forbid you put in a DraftKings lineup. You know, like, and not only that, like, they're serious about it. Like, it's like RICO Act type thing.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Because it cuts into their gambling turf in their mind. You know, they do have fantasy now. It's called U.S. Fantasy. It's interesting, actually. When I go to Vegas, we'll talk about it. I'll play it and stuff. Not a lot of people play it there, but basically they have, it's sort of like horse racing. So you pick, like, so for baseball, basically, they'll just have the board. You know, Mike Trout, number one, all the way down, McCutchen, et cetera, all the players. And you just pick the players who's going to put up the most fantasy points that night. And it's like a horse race. So you bet, like, first, second, third, you know what I mean? You can bet a guy, he's going to have the most, or I'll bet him top three. So it's sort of like horse racing concept, but with fantasy players. They do it with football and hockey, too. So it's not daily. So basically it's just a board with all the players on a board. And you say, all right, tonight I think that, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and James Harden will be the top three point getters tonight, fantasy point getters tonight. There's no salary cap or anything. But and then it's sort of like a horse race. You can bet it like, all right, I think Westbrook will be win, play, show. I think Westbrook will be top three. So it's an interesting concept that they have, but it's a little complicated. And if you're a drunk guy in a book, you just want to bet on the game, Tony, right?
Yeah, there's one site that does the same thing DFS-wise, but it's not licensed in every state. They're doing it, they're going state by state. And I forget the name of it, that escapes me, but they do the same exact
concept, huh?
Same concept.
Yeah. Okay, so, we look forward to that. We'll let you guys know what the fantasy scene is in Las Vegas. So, but for the legal weed, Tony, I just saw this morning. So, at the Las Vegas airport, at McCarran Airport, they installed weed bins.
How much do I have to pay for legal weed?
Weed bins. So, basically, you got your weed in Vegas. You got to the airport, and you're like, oh, man, I can't get on the plane with this. Because marijuana is still illegal federally. It's legal in the states, but federally you can't bring it on an airplane. So they're saying, we won't bust you or anything. If you've got weed at the airport in Vegas, we've even got a disposal bin. It's like this big green bin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. How much does legal weed go for?
It's pretty expensive because of all the taxes and everything.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, man. Man, I want some. Everybody wants tax-free weed, right?
Everyone wants tax-free everything.
If you know any tax-free weed in Vegas,
you can
send
find
a message.
Some,
send a message if to the you guys. Keep,
no, they're nice and legal. I don't mind paying. It's very good, though, Tony. Yeah, it's very good.
Oh, you're getting qual. If it's run by the government, it's top of the line weed.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is. It's very, very, very good. I remember like Dave Pasch asked Bill Walton. They were in the state of Washington. Yeah. And it was just legalized in Washington like, 2 years ago, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was right around when it actually was. So Dave Pasch, like on the broadcast on ESPN, goes, I shudder to ask you this, Bill, but, with the recent law changes in Washington, did you go out today and sample anything? And he goes, absolutely. Like, he didn't miss a beat. He's like, absolutely. He goes, I always partake and sample wherever it's legal, of course, in the states. And, in the other states, I would never do that. He starts sort of like insinuating that he smokes all the time. He would never, but I was like, man, times are changing, man. When, Bill Walton on ESPN's like, yeah, I went to the weed shop today.
People on Twitter, like, it's fascinating when he does a game because I love it. But people on Twitter, yeah, they hate it. Like, some people hate it.
These young kids don't understand his jokes and the story and the history,
No. Yeah, it's crazy. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love Dave Pasch's reaction. He asked one time, this is the greatest story ever. Bill Walton was about to say something. He goes, Dave goes, is this going to be a quick story? Because there's a basketball game going on, Bill. He hadn't talked about 2 minutes of play going up and down the court, and it was about two guys as freshmen, and they saw someone kill a pig in their class. Like, these guys are real.
Bill Walton's the best. All right. So let's talk power forward. A guy that caught my eye tonight. Is he too expensive, though, Tony? $5,800, John Collins. I know you're often a fan of John Collins.
Yeah, no.
Now getting playing minutes as well. Ilyasova not there. Last two games, 61 minutes, 31 and 30. This guy's one of these guys. If he's on the floor, he's pretty much a fantasy point per minute type of guy.
Not too expensive. Here's John Collins, his bugaboo. He just has to stay out of foul trouble. Sometimes he gets himself in foul trouble. Julius Randle's the only guy there offensively because Brook Lopez is going to stay outside. He doesn't have to worry about fouling him. Right? He's at 5,800 tonight. So all we need is 34 fantasy points. I think he's right around there tonight. He's getting close to being a little too high, but he's all right tonight. I think I like him tonight in this one.
So you mentioned Anthony Davis being the go-to guy tonight. Anthony Davis, 11-7, taking on the Phoenix Suns this evening. Totals 236.5.
They have no one to cover this guy. And I made this comment the other day. I said, I don't want to say that New Orleans is better without DeMarcus Cousins, but they score a lot more points. I mean, it's crazy. Holiday's
killing it, too. I want to get the Holiday after, yeah.
Right. Yeah, he's crushing it. Rondo's been playing more in the look. In a way, they stole Meritage. They bring him over. This guy, Davis, right, against Milwaukee, he put up 52 fantasy points. Put up 90 against a good Miami defense. 77 against the Lakers. And then 60 against Detroit. How do you not play him?
I would say the only risk is in a blowout. Phoenix have been known sometimes to be down 33-5 and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But New Orleans' defense has been absolutely brutal.
I know.
Look at this. They've let up 121, 123, 117, 118, 128 in the last four games.
And if you look at Phoenix, Tony, for some reason, they actually play better on the road. Like, they'll surprise you, as road dogs every once in a while. They roll over at home. They play like dogs at home, but they cover as dogs on the road sometimes. Julius Randle, this is a guy over the last couple of years with the Lakers that I always felt bad for. Because I was like, he's a good kid. He's a good player. He works hard. And, when they had Swaggy P and Clarkson and all these guys and they're heckling girls on TMZ. And, it was just it was a disaster. It was just so unprofessional, the Lakers, over the last couple of years. But there's a level of professionalism around this team right now. And Randle, the guy's a stud. In his career, he's averaged like 39 fantasy points a game. It's crazy. He's a good fantasy player, this guy, that flies under the radar. But you got to start to pay for him now. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's up to 7,800. So I think he comes right around the number tonight. I would actually drop down a Meritage to that 6,500. But I have a couple cheap power forwards for you. Jermichael Green against Boston.
Yes, sir.
He's played really well with all these injuries. Bellizzi is another guy we talked about at 4,700. Jermichael Green and Bellizzi, here's what I would do. They're both the same price. If I played more than one lineup, I would split them. And if I'm playing one lineup, I'm actually leaning to Jermichael Green. He's just he's automatic for 10 rebounds.
Looking at the center position, we have some of the same names here. But so Anthony Davis could be slotted in at center if you wanted at 11-7. Karl Anthony Towns, so there's no Jimmy Butler here. We talked about Andrew Wiggins and shot usage and opportunities going up right now, obviously. You know, I think Jeff Teague as well. You know, but Teague, you got to pay for $7,400.
Yeah.
But, you know, Teague can really have a big night tonight, I think. But he's a guard.
I agree. One guy at the center position that we don't usually play, but I like tonight, is Rudy Gobert at 7,200, especially if Clint Capella's out of that game. But regardless, you're going to have an up-and-down game. You like Utah to cover in this game. Rudy Gobert at $7,200 is going to be in a game with a high pace, and I think he's in play. I also think Nikolai Vukovic, his price is too low since coming back from that injury at 7,500. I think the minutes limit is going to be off him tonight. I think he'll go back to playing 33, 34 minutes. So Gobert and Vukovic at 7,200, 7,500. If I was going to choose one of them, I'd go Gobert and play it safe because I'm just not 100% sure how many minutes Vukovic's going to get in there tonight.
You know, Karl Anthony Towns, $9,900, but you know, you look at the last three games, low 40s, Tony. You know, you need more than that. You know,
we need 50.
His numbers have been less without Butler
and the problem,
on the court, which is kind of strange.
Here's the negative there is that they play a really slow pace, Sacramento. They're middle in the league against centers. They're 18th in the league against centers there, and they play a little slow pace. So $9,900 is absolutely something you got to watch out there.
Andre Drummond is taking on the Toronto Raptors, who are a good defensive team, and the Raptors can throw JV and Poeltl at them. Blake Griffin is 85. Draymond Green, 8,000 on the road tonight. You mentioned Vucevic. $7,500. Gobert is 72. Any value, any cheap centers you're looking to plug in here? Randall, you know, we talked about Randall. He's $7,800. I like Randall tonight. But any cheap centers here flying under the radar?
Yeah, the one guy, John Collins, right, we talked about a little earlier. But if you want to go cheaper, Brook Lopez is only $4,300 in that game, and we talked about how bad the Atlanta defense is. They're 29th against centers in league. The problem is Lopez is a fantasy point a minute guy, but he doesn't get enough minutes, so he plays 24 fantasy points. He got 24 in his last game against Sacramento. At 4,300, that gets you enough to get six times the value. The problem is he's had games where he plays 21 minutes and 18 minutes, so you're gambling on how many minutes he gets.
All right, so who are you going to pull the trigger with your center when it's all said and done?
When I go all said and done at the center position tonight, I am going to use Anthony Davis there, and if you use him at power forward, the two guys that I'm using is Anthony Davis. And power forward, actually, I didn't mention a guy. Lauri Markkanen is a guy at power forward. Again, that at Bulls game against Brooklyn, I like at 5,500. One other cheap center, Mike Muscala, $3,600 tonight against the Lakers front court. Muscala's 3,600. He played 24 minutes in his last game. He only put up 15 fantasy points on 2 of 8 shooting. But still at 3,600, that gets you right around the number you need. He played 25 minutes against Detroit and put up 20 fantasy points. And he put up 18 fantasy points against Detroit in the game prior to that. Mike Muscala at 3,600 is a guy you could take a cheap flyer on.
We'll get Tony's lineup on the other side. See, Tony, that's professional broadcasting right there. Keep them waiting, right?
You got to keep them waiting.
So, yeah, let's go. So we got the guard position / utility again. So there were a couple of guards we didn't talk about. Victor Oladipo tonight. Dallas are terrible, man. You know, they really don't care. Like, Cuban said the best thing for them to do is tank, and it seems like they're taking his advice. But there's just no life to that basketball team. I like the Pacers to win the game. He's $8,900 tonight. But we mentioned Drew Holiday, man. This guy's just been on freaking fire. Without DeMarcus Cousins clogging things up in the middle, you know, $8,100 tonight, obviously in a nice situation against the Phoenix Suns. And Tony, you know, last four games, his lowest output is 49 DK points, 51 or more in the last three, 55, 51, and 60. And now he's playing in a game where the total is 236.5 points.
Yeah, and I like the over in this game. I just need Phoenix to cooperate and get some points on the board in this game. And New Orleans has been letting up points to everyone, so I think it can happen. I agree. I have a lineup where I'm going to have four Pelicans in my lineup tonight. Rondo will be the only starter that won't be in there. And I like him too. The one other guy we mentioned briefly that you could play at the utility position, 4,900 David Nwaba tonight against Brooklyn, is a guy that you can look at there as well.
You know, a guy tonight, too, speaking of that Pacers and Mavericks game, Corey Joseph, $5,100. Corey Joseph is going to put some nice numbers up, but I prefer Trey Burke because he's $500 cheaper. And playing against the Mavericks, a team not a very high pace, they don't really score a lot of points. You know, so Davis could play well, but, you know, the Pacers could win this game scoring 98 points tonight. You know, like, I don't know what the score is going to be of this game. Meanwhile, chances are the Knicks are playing from behind in a high-scoring game with Trey Burke.
Yeah, I totally like it. Trey Burke's been a guy that's been on fire, getting a point a minute. Have a Lonzo Ball update. Lonzo Ball will have a minutes restriction tonight.
Good. I'm on the Lakers. I like to hear that.
Yeah, it'll go up from last game. He only played 17 minutes and 23 seconds in the last game. And Walton will not commit to whether he will come off the bench or start. I believe he'll come off the bench if he's still on a minutes limit.
And the LA Lakers are 2-point favorites in that basketball game. Total 221.5. I do like the Lakers. We were talking about the Houston Rockets and their injury situation. Utah Jazz getting 2 points on their home floor in that basketball game. We'll get to our best bets of the day, college and NBA. We'll roll out our lineups. Tony's got some NHL. Got an NHL lineup for us, Tony. I don't have an NHL lineup, but I do have some players that I definitely think people should be taking a look at tonight.
Yeah, in the National Hockey League, we're coming hard, we're coming strong, and we got a game tonight that I think features two heavyweight scoring teams, of course, Tampa and Toronto. I'm going with Stevie Stamkos. I'm going with Wenberg in Columbus against Washington, 4,400. And then the three wingers all in Tampa. Kucherov, Killorn, and Callahan's only $2,900 tonight. And he's a guy got there. Hedman on defense and Doughty at 5,600. I'm going with Bob Roski as my goalie. And Nosek again on the Vegas Knights, $2,800 underpriced.
Bob Roski. You should be happy. Or Olympic athletes of Russia, your gold medal champions, the Germans. Man, Germany nearly cashed a ticket at like plus 600. I got Olympic withdrawals already. All right, we'll get to our lineups and best bets on the other side.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone, we promise. No weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Forget about Tony.
I love this song.
Tony Cincata, Gabriel Morenci. We'll get to our lineups. We just want to remind you that you have the opportunity to save a life. No kidding. One of the better things that we do here at the Fantasy Sports Network, I think, is our work with DKMS. Every 3 minutes, an American is diagnosed with blood cancer. Unfortunately, 30% of patients are able to find a compatible bone marrow donor with their family. That's how you can help. Go to DKMS.org/MFNTSY today and sign up online. You can register as a donor. DKMS will send you a swab kit, which legit, you know, only takes 1 minute to do. You swab each of your cheeks. You send it back to them. That's it. You're done. DKMS, then we'll try to match you up with a person in need of a donation. The process is easy, and you can save someone's life. Literally, check out DKMS.org/FNTSY.
Yeah, our producer Chris Bavone has done it, and he thought it was great that he did. You know, it was 2 minutes, and just for you guys out there that aren't too, you know, never done it before, and you're a little sketchy. When he says swab your cheeks, he's talking about the ones on your face, so don't worry about, you know, anything hurting.
Yeah,
like
you know what? I actually did. I've actually done it recently. I did the My Ancestry, you know, the, like, you know, the trendy DNA kits and the family stuff and all that. My mother got the kit for everyone in the family. And, you know, I actually tweeted a couple of weeks ago, right before I actually did the test, I said, over my dead body. I said, they'll get my DNA when I'm dead. All right? I'm not submitting my DNA. But that's what you had to do. I had to swab my cheeks. And, yeah, I got my heritage back the other day, Tony. And the only surprise, I was like 59% Scottish, Irish, and Welsh, you know, Northern European, etc. I'm not surprised. One of my grandfathers from, you know, his family from Scotland, Haggerty. You know, one of my fathers, my father, the other side was French. So I guess Belgium was in there along with France going back to the old days. But I was 0.9% Nigerian, Tony.
Really?
To find out. Yeah. And which didn't surprise me because I do like black chicks and I do have a very large unit, Tony. So now it all comes together.
I thought maybe you just had some big ups, too. I thought you could, you know, able to get up there and
yeah,
get
I can dunk the ball.
Yeah. Now, do you play the guitar? Are you very similar to Jimi Hendrix?
No, I'm not as good as Jimi Hendrix, no. No. I'm similar to Jimi Hendrix in the sense that I've been wasted before.
You've lived to tell about it.
All right, Tony. So I put together a lineup. I didn't hit click yet. I think it lacks a little star power, but fundamentally, I think if I play this head-to-head, I will win. I just think it's one of these fundamentally strong lineups of players that won't be too heavily owned. Trey Burke, point guard. David Nwaba, shooting guard.
Like it.
Brandon Ingram, small forward. Power forward, John Collins.
Yep.
Center, Julius Randle. Guard, Drew Holiday. Forward, Jamichael Green.
Yep.
Utility, Jeff Teague.
Yep.
Not a bad lineup.
No, not a bad lineup. And
I'm lacking that Westbrook or Davis or something, right? Like, but it's fundamentally a strong lineup.
Here's the only negative I would say, you know, just from the top of my head, is do you have enough guys in a game with a 236 total, Phoenix and New Orleans?
Yeah, it's a good question. No,
the other game with a high total tonight's Golden State, New York. You do have a guy there. That game's a 128. I mean, it's 228 total.
With Lakers and Hawks, and the total's 221.5 there, right?
Yeah, you're right there. Yeah. So you got a third highest game. So it's
what do
not
you
like
got for us?
All right, so I got in my lineup tonight, I have two different lineups that I'm rolling out there, and one is predominantly attacking that New Orleans Pelicans game. But here's the lineup I got. I got Payne for Chicago. Chicago's got Cameron Payne at $3,500. This is a kid that's going to get more playing time, and now with them sitting out LaVine, I'm looking there. The last two games, the only two games he's played for them this year, he's been over a fantasy point minute. 19 minutes, he put up 19.25 fantasy points against Philadelphia. 20 minutes, 23.5 fantasy points. Those are the only two games he played. He's $3,500. He's put up a fantasy point a minute, so I'm playing him at point guard. Trey Burke, $4,600. Kent Bazemore against the Lakers, $5,500. Lauri Markkanen, $5,500 against Brooklyn. I think he goes off tonight. Anthony Davis, $4,700. Jamal Crawford, $3,800. Mike Muscala, $3,600. And Russell Westbrook, $11,800. So I'm going stars and scrubs using Davis and Westbrook in that same lineup. Now, here's the balance lineup that I have where I'm coming at you with the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm coming at you with the Pelicans in this one where I'm going to go and use Kyle Lowry at point guard, Trey Burke at the two guard, Jamichael Green at small forward, Anthony Davis power forward, Mike Muscala at center, Rue Holiday at guard, Nikola Mirotic at forward, and again, Cameron Payne in that Bulls game. I have guys that are in both lineups. Anthony Davis is in both lineups, Trey Burke is in both lineups, and Cameron Payne is in both lineups.
Tony Sincata smacking it down. And Tony, I just clicked over at drafters.com. No, remember, no salary cap, just a head-to-head draft. Just clicked a head-to-head $5.50 matchup. There's a guy on here. He wants to play $55 head-to-head. I would play him, but he beat me yesterday by like 2 points. I'm sure he's playing with my money. I'm sure it's the same guy because there's not a lot of traffic at this site. But I just clicked. We'll have some fun. We'll blast through this live on the air right now with the help of Tony Cincotta. All right, NHL hockey. Alexander Ovechkin's on fire right now. He scored 4 goals in his last 4 games. Got 25 shots on goal in his last 3 games as well. So that's a player. I know, big shock here, Ovechkin. But how about the Philadelphia Flyers, guys? I like the Flyers to win this game tonight. But from a fantasy standpoint, they're all hot. You know, Nolan Patrick has been killing it, man. The guy who scored a goal in 4 consecutive games, he's got at least 1 point in 5 straight. Our boy Claude Giroux, he's got 3 goals and 5 assists in the last 4 games. Voracek, he's racking up the assists on a nightly basis. He got 4 points in the last 3 games. Couturier's been hot right now. But one guy I would play definitely in this game is Gostisbehere, defenseman, Tony.
He's on fire.
Points. 17 points in the last 12 games.
I used him last week. Yeah, absolutely on fire. And if I used...
All right, Tony, I'm on the clock. First pick overall, no salary cap. Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis.
I go Davis.
Me too. All right. All right. Let's see. You know he's going to take Westbrook right now. All right, continue, Tony. Sorry.
If I was going to... If I used Voracek or... is it Giroux you call him? Giroux?
Yeah, Claude Giroux.
Giroux, I would use both those guys. I would pay the combination together.
All right, what do you think now, Tony? So I'm picking now. I picked Anthony Davis first. He took Russell Westbrook second. Kevin Durant third. I can go Steph Curry, Karl Anthony Towns,
James Harden.
Really, Harden against Utah. Yeah, Utah.
He takes too many shots. I mean,
I get to go back-to-back here, too.
Oh, and then I would go Karl Anthony Towns. You said he was gone?
No, I got Karl Anthony Towns. I'll take him. I can use the center. Exactly. Boom. All right. All right. So far I've got Anthony Davis, James Harden, and Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. Can you make comments like I'm making you my bitch and stuff like that?
Yeah. There's a message board. But it's hard to do that as I'm doing the show and doing this live. All right. He just took Steph Curry 6th overall.
Yep.
Interesting. I got Drew Holiday here. He just took Andre Drummond. All right,
Like the next guy on the board.
I need a shooting guard and a small forward. So I got Drew Holiday, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Oladipo. No. I'm going to go Holiday here.
I like Oladipo a little better, but if you want to run him out there, go ahead.
That's cheap. Oh, gee. Yeah, I won't be able to get them both. Yeah, it's a tough one. I'll go Oladipo.
He gets a little bit of everything.
I got my small four here. This is it. I got Paul George, DeMar DeRozan, Mirotic, Klay Thompson.
Actually, the small forward I have the most points coming up is Devin Booker.
Yeah, he took him.
Okay. Then I have
so
George.
So basically, I can go George or DeRozan. I'm going to go George. Yeah. You know what I've been doing with this, Tony? I basically just rack up the highest salary cap I can. Basically, there's no salary cap, so I'm going by DraftKings. I'm going by DraftKings pricing, and I played blindly like that, Tony. So I wouldn't even analyze which player I'm taking or anything like that. I would basically just say, all right, this is the most expensive player I could take at this position, and take it with the logic that if I was playing this guy head to head on DraftKings, I'm spending $75,000 sometimes, etc. You know what I mean?
Right. You can absolutely get it done. I'll tell you what. I hope that catches on. I got to stop playing a little bit over there, and let's all put it together and have a little drafting action. I think that will be a way to go.
And Fantasy Factor is great, too. www.fantasyfactor.com. We talked about it earlier in the program. Single contest entries only. All right. As far as best bets are concerned tonight, you know, Brooklyn Nets, wow, 5-point favorites against the Chicago Bulls, man. Bulls look tempting, actually, even with the lineup that they have. But the game that caught my eye the most, the 2 games stuck out to me those. I like the Lakers to beat the Atlanta Hawks. Lakers are playing good basketball right now. They've shown an ability to win games on the road. And I like the Utah Jazz tonight, Tony. I'm playing the angle against the Houston Rockets going back-to-back, and I like it even more now that they'll be sitting some guys.
I like tonight the over in that Phoenix New Orleans game. New Orleans has been letting up a ton of points. Phoenix needs to put the ball in the hole, and I like Detroit to cover the number against Toronto tonight. Toronto, one of the top teams in the league, but they don't blow people out, and I think it's too many points in that game.
All right, so as far as college basketball, we have Duke and Virginia Tech. The total is 154. I'll tell you right now, guys, the Duke Blue Devils are 4-0 to the under in their last four games. The Virginia Tech Hokies are 6-0 to their under in their last six games. So combined between the two teams, that's 10 games, 10 straight unders. The last 10 times that Duke and Virginia Tech have played, it's 8-2 to the under. I like under 154, Duke, Virginia Tech. Kansas and Texas. Kansas are laying 11 points. They clinched the Big 12 championship on Saturday. They're not playing for anything. Doesn't matter. They lose this game by 40 tonight. Doesn't matter. They won the Big 12. It is their last home game, though, of the year. Last home game for some of these kids on the team. Laying 11 points is too high. Texas are on the bubble. They played earlier in the year. It was a six-point game only. Give me the Texas Longhorns plus 6 points. Let's go over 140. When they played earlier in the year, it was 92-86. Texas Tech and West Virginia. Texas Tech are fading. They've lost three straight. They're just 2-5 against the spread their last seven games on the road. West Virginia, guys, 4-0 straight up and against the spread in their last home game of the year, the last 4 years. I like West Virginia and the over. College basketball, March Madness basically starts at tonight with conference tournament action. Florida Gulf Coast, Tony, the trendy team, they're like 20 points to South Carolina Upstate. The last five times that these two teams have played, Florida Gulf Coast has not won by 17 or more points. I think the number's a little bit high because Johnny Public is going to, oh, I know Florida Gulf Coast from the tournament, and they're going to bet on the team. NBA basketball, I like the Lakers tonight. I like the Pacers minus the 3 because the Mavs are gutless. There's my analysis on that. Give me the Jazz plus the points. Rockets were in Denver last night. And NHL hockey, Philadelphia Flyers, smoking hot right now. Flyers 9-0-2 in their last 11 hockey games. I like the Flyers to beat the Montreal Canadiens tonight, Tony.
Yeah, I gotta call someone out. This guy, Greg Gard, who's the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Senior day, your team's 14-16, and you put a senior in the game with 40 seconds left this week. He should have started. You're another abysmal situation that involves college basketball, and you're a joke. You putting the kid in with 40 seconds is an insult. He might as well have not played.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, great college memory. He played for 40 seconds.
Well, I mean, Stoudem let him play the first 2 minutes of the game. He gets to go through the warm-ups, and they announce his name. Even if you pull him out 2 minutes in the game, the kid will remember that for his life. Now he's going to hate you the rest of your life because you put him in the last 40 seconds of the game.
Josh McDaniels reportedly not going to Indianapolis for the combine.
No way.
He's like you at the local strip clubs in Jacksonville. He's banned.
That's because I bring my own alcohol.
Great stuff, Tony.
Good night.
May the winners be yours, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern. Not 4:20, 4 o'clock sharp. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.